Hey, everybody. Welcome to another week of Wounded to Wonderful with yours truly, Angie McDonald. I'm excited, glad, grateful that you're here with me another week. It is week 16, sweet 16, of the relaunch episodes, and I'm just so grateful that I'm able to still be with you and to share, inspire, encourage, and endow you with information, empowerment, and just the drive to continue to do what you're doing. We're grateful because, you know, in spite of being indoors, in spite of shelter in place for some places, and, you know, limited outdoor activities, I am optimistic and hopeful that you all are using this time to expand, grow, center, balance, get some rest, connect with family and friends, hone in on your skills, and even connect with yourself and see how you're doing and growing from the inside out. So absolutely, I'm here to give you a very brief talk this week on what's inside your first aid kit. And it's so important that we use our experiences, the ones that were not the best, the ones that we could have said, okay, I see where I went wrong. I see what I need to learn from and how I can make it better. Actually do that and then use those skills learned to help someone else along the way. So I want to ask you this week, what's in your first aid kit? But first of all, I want to make sure that this talk inspires you to heal, grow, discover, and grow from wounded to wonderful. All right, let's go. I'm so happy you're here. Hello. So let's get started. Let's get right to it. So the question for this week, what is in your first aid kit? What's in it? Well, for those of us who are parents, we know that one is essential to keep in the home, maybe two, depending on the amount of children you have. And one is important to keep in each car, which I actually do. We know that a first aid kit is necessary to help heal or limit the amount of damage done or whatever boo-boo or cut bruise may have happened, occurred on us or on our children. So in that kit, what do we have? We have the normal band-aids. We have bandages, ace bandages, if they're extra energetic and adventurous like mine. Neosporin, alcohol wipes. Different things to help clean and add aid and relief to whatever bruise, cut, sprain may have occurred. Yeah, that's all good and it's necessary to have. But the first aid kit I'm talking about is the one related to life. What is in your life first aid kit? And I had to ask myself this, especially in coming to recognizing what my why is at the time of reckoning. I understood that my story, my experiences, my narrative had to be packed like a first aid kit, ready to aid and cause and bring remedy to those who are in need. I had to first acknowledge that there was a story to be told, and that story originated from the experiences that I had, and identifying it. But not only so, paying attention to the transition that needed to happen in order for me to tell that story from a healed place. So about you now, what's in your first aid kit? Because you know there's someone out there that needs to hear what you have to say. Someone needs to experience what you have. And someone needs to know what you know. But we need to make sure that it is adequately packed and stocked and ready to use. And how can we do that? We have to make sure that we're in a place of acknowledgement and have gone through the process and continuously going through the process of healing, growth, and self-discovery. And that's what I really want to share with you today. What's in your first aid kit? For me, in my time of reckoning and understanding that a story needed to be told of my experiences with widowhood, loss, mental duress, financial destruction. My finances were destroyed. Everything was in the red for a very long time. And learning to start all over again and allowing myself to go through the process of healing, welcoming the process of healing and growth, and not staying stuck in certain levels of my journey. At that time, my first aid kit was not adequately packed because I was in no position, no shape to assist anyone in any shape or form because I wasn't even helping myself to heal. But in those times of reckoning, that time of growth and self-awareness, is when I understood that, yes, I'm getting the gist that this was just not for me to experience for the sake of experiencing it. I had to understand that I was trusted to experience this for the sake of others, for the sake of being a voice of reason and understanding for those who are going through grief, loss, different difficult transitions in life. So I took the notes from that. I learned what I needed to pack. I learned what I needed to stock up on and educate myself on. Although having the experiences of it, I needed to educate myself on how to express it in a way where anyone and everyone, regardless of the situation, regardless of the kind of grief, can find some aid and some solace and some ease and a way to learn how to heal, grow, and discover. So for you, my friends, today, I ask you the question, what's in your first aid kit? Have you used what's in your own kit to help heal your wounds? If so, take the time to heal before you can be of assistance to anyone else. Take the time to acknowledge those wounds, express what it's making you feel, and learn ways to combat, overcome, and learn from it. And when you learn from it, you also learn how to tell the story about it. And not only telling a story, but a story that becomes a testimony, that becomes an attestation of what growth can do, of what healing can do, of what learning about the beauty inside of you, of what God has given you to do and be, can do. So with that, my friends, today, I ask you that question. Take a look at a regular first aid kit. See what's in there and see what your life can be as far as that analogy. The words you share, the talent, the skill, the expression that you have. How can it be of assistance to someone else who's in need? Especially in this time. This is a time I've stressed it in the last several episodes, that now is the time for our humanity to be expressed in its purest form. And sadly, the purest form might be the most negative aspect of it for some. But I want us to focus and to exemplify the good of our humanity, how we're designed to assist one another, how we're interconnected, how we're able to be of assistance and guidance to one another with no loss of our own. We lose nothing when we give, and we lose nothing when we provide assistance. I can be an example of that because I can say when I was given the inspiration to give my first free Waves of Grief workshop, I said, God, this is something that I give to clients who pay top dollar and, you know, who are willing to receive these services at my price. But I kept hearing that I need to offer this. Now is the time because people are now learning how to grieve, having to learn how to grieve in a brand new way. And that's going to create even more anxieties, more gaps in grief and confusion. So I put it out there. Had a good turnout, although technical difficulties, but it still turned out great. And I had people up to this day pay attention to what was said, be appreciative of what was said. And as a result, the doors have opened tremendously for me in regards to people being wanting to have services outside of that and as a result of that. So, what's in your first aid kit? I want you to take some time, write it down. And if you feel that you're not yet at the place to be an effective source of giving, reasoning, expression, and support, I'm here to assist you with that process. I'm here to grant you the opportunity to identify those things, overcome them, and grow from wounded to wonderful. So I hope this little brief talk has inspired you in some way to do an internal inventory. See where you're at in this time. and take this time now to make the best of it so that when someone else can say, I need help, you're ready, available, and equipped to provide what's in your first aid kit. All right, so thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you more than words can say. I'm looking at my analytics, and it's showing me the beautiful growth of listenership, support, and even just a continuous growth globally. I thank you, I appreciate you, and I wish nothing but the best for you, and that God continues to bless you, cover you, grant you peace, and keep you in all your ways. Well, you know how to reach me. Yours truly, Angie McDonald of Wounded to Wonderful. You can definitely go to my website, wounded2wonderful.com. I'm always on Instagram. You can find me there at I Am Angie McDonald or Wounded to Wonderful Coaching. I'm on Facebook, Mrs. Angie McDonald. I'm on Instagram, Mrs. Angie McDonald. And you just know how to reach me. Type in hashtag Wounded to Wonderful. You'll see all of my content come up in any given platform. So I am grateful for you. I am here to assist, to guide you in whatever respects it may be, but definitely to heal, grow, discover, and grow from wounded to wonderful. Until we speak again next week, you all be blessed. All right, catch you soon.